The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, ready?
Gather around,
here
children.
We go, everybody. Okay, everyone. Hello. It is time for Drew's News Podcast, or the Drew's News Podcast, I guess you should say, where we're serving up all the news you need, a sprinkle of pop culture, a splash of inspiration, and always a side of good feels. Today, we're covering everything from the best cities for a girl's trip to engagement boners. Yes, they are a thing. And do we have the best guest in the world here today? I mean, literally, Aubrey Plaza is here. Apparently at like all nightclubs right now, there's like major remixes of that song.
What?
And that is the thing sweeping the club scene is the White Lotus theme song.
It gives me so much anxiety.
Like, I love it, and yet I have a panic attack every
time
I hear it.
It's been in my head for weeks. I have nightmares.
I mean,
nightmares.
But it's so good because, not to drop a name, but Quentin Tarantino said have opening credits or closing credits.
Really?
And I said, I think I'm a closing credits.
Mm.
And he's like, no, I'm opening credits because it's mood time.
It is mood time. It really does. You settle in. I mean, did you see Tar?
I haven't
okay,
yet.
Okay, never mind. But it's
should I? Is it good?
I mean, Kate Blanchett.
I know, and I could watch her watch Paint Dry.
Oh,
and I love Todd Field.
God, she takes such a big swing. You're just like, God, you're taking a big swing. I love watching her. She's like, it's like watching an animal in the zoo. But anyway.
Watching them in their natural habitat.
Yeah, watching them. And there she goes, wearing her suit, conducting the orchestra in Berlin. And then she... up. The opening of that movie is like it actually takes it way too far. The Tarantino thing, it takes
mood
way too
time.
Far. Just get to the movie. But
Well, speaking of mood, our
yeah.
first story, it's really interesting because a minute ago we were talking about prosthetics and men and, you know,
we were. Oh, right.
Penile
penis.
Sort of yep. situations.
Penis.
So check out this story that was totally news to me, mm-hmm. pun intended. Engagement boners.
Oh.
Cosmo magazine reports that men are popping the question as well as popping a boner, and it's going viral. Apparently, men get so turned on at the idea of popping the question and like the whole thing. It's so funny. I would have so assumed it was the opposite. Like it was a shrinkage moment. Like
if they shrink and you,
like it just seems like you're talking about like life and all that you're gonna like tackle together.
This is not real. No one has a boner when they're engaging.
That's what I thought, but apparently this is a thing.
No, it
engagement
isn't.
Engagement boners.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. I feel like it's so heady. Do you think your man was excited?
What?
Do you think your man was excited when he asked you to marry him? Or was he like, I'm living in this beautiful romantic moment thinking about our future and not like,
I don't remember. I'm not allowed to say.
All right. But, you know, looking at you and being as in love with you as I am, I would do the same. So,
shut up.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Up next, Travel and Leisure just dropped the 10 best cities in the U.S. for a girls' trip.
Hmm.
They include New Orleans, Miami, Austin, Charleston, South Carolina.
Boo. No, I'm kidding. I have nothing against them.
Do you have a favorite city for a girls' trip, or do any of these ring a bell?
Okay, I have a new city that I just learned about. It's called Serenby, and it's in Georgia, and it's a wellness community.
What?
You would love it. I heard that Shirley MacLaine went one time.
Oh my God, I want to go. I love
Shirley
MacLaine.
Anything that
Shirley
does, exactly. I want to do.
Out on a Limb and all her books, mm-hmm. and I like just, I remember the Shirley MacLaine
Past
phenomenon.
Past Lives.
Past Lives Pavilion. Okay, if you went to the Past Lives Pavilion, who do you think would pop up?
Wait, what is that?
Do you remember the movie Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Shirley MacLaine is hosting the Past Lives Pavilion. And, of course, Meryl Streep is Prince Valiant.
Oh, my God.
Albert Brooks is, you know, a scared man running.
Like, what does it mean when someone pops up?
Like, you were that person once in your life.
Right. I feel like I have some weird connection to Scandinavia. Like maybe I was like some kind of like Scandinavian like sea hag. Or like a...
I'm picturing Marty Feldman, the comedian that has the very large eyes, who is in all the Mel Brooks movies.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And you're thinking Scandinavian sea witch. I think this says a lot about us.
Okay, great.
But I still think we make a great team.
Me too.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll be right back with more, everybody.
Be right back.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Okay, up next, it was a real Planes, Trains, and Automobiles moment for 13 strangers when their flight was canceled. Instead of waiting 2 days for the next flight, of which it was, you know, that was the only flight, they rented a 15-passenger van and hit the road together. Their 10-hour drive from Orlando, Florida to Knoxville, Tennessee made them fast.
No, I have nothing against Knoxville.
Made them fast friends and viral sensations. So would you get in a passenger van full of strangers and drive states over?
Are you kidding? I'm so curious about humans.
Me too.
Yeah, I would be into it.
I had a moment, Aubrey, where I think it was last Christmas. I was just, you know, I felt like I had been pushing so hard with the pandemic and the kids and the show and life, and everybody has just had so much tension and anxiety and, you know, abnormal circumstances for the last few years. And I went into an ocean and I cried and I said, God, I'm praying and begging for an answer to how I keep like the good fight going.
Yeah.
And my answer was, I love people.
Yes.
That was my truth.
People love you, by the way. But I think that is the truth.
People
I think
love
that
you.
Is the truth. We're on this planet. The thing that distinguishes, you know, the human species from other animals is our connection to each other, our socialization, our friendships, our connection to each other. This is why I believe in theatrical releases and communal viewing and and communal anything, because that's what distinguishes us from the rest of the species. It's our connection to each other. We would not exist without curiosity about each other.
I believe that too. And so, we are looking for a collective experience.
Yeah. And the internet is just taking us down, man. It's isolating us. So,
Is ironic because, you know, the joke is we've never been more connected.
But are we?
And yet, you know, we are. Like, I'm worried I don't look out the car window at the life passing me by. I use that opportunity to, like, sure, check a few boxes on the phone,
ugh,
which I put down for 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And if I go on vacation or I take a minute off, I really do shut my phone off.
That's good.
And then I fail and I start texting about work stuff. But, like, I'm—
But at least you try.
I mean,
it's really hard to shut off. It's really
hard to Although I'm that person who's like, everybody, you will not hear from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I trust and believe in the process. You guys are so amazing. I can't believe I get to work alongside of, like, everyone. Mm-hmm. And I love you and I'm sorry, but, like, I know you get it. I'm just going to, like, cut out and peace out for a few days.
Going off the grid.
Like 10 minutes later.
10 minutes later, you're like, wait, what?
No, serious. Like, it's, I make these very large decrees. And what's so embarrassing is I don't last.
And the focus thing is so cool now because you can be like, do not disturb. But you're like, I'm looking at everything and you know it.
By the way, the last thing I wrote was so bananas. It was like, listen, everyone, I just have to shut off for a few days because I'm taking a mental wellness break.
Like a group text?
No, I was like my auto reply because you can auto reply.
Like on your email?
No, text. I figured out how to auto reply with text. And I was like, I'm taking a mental wellness break and I just really need it. But I will be back and I'm wishing everyone who texts me like the very best. And it just sounded so—
That's my dream.
It sounded like just too much.
It's not,
though. So I just wrote, I'm off my phone. I'll be back in a few days.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the few times I've actually edited myself. What would your auto reply say?
My auto reply would be like, sorry, not sorry. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know how to do that. I'm like a boomer with my phone. Like, I'm really.
Dare you. I'll show you how to do it because I'm not just a boomer. I'm a Luddite. And if I can figure it out, anybody could figure it out.
I hate my phone. I want to, when I fell the other day, I was telling you, I fell on the ground. Like, I fell, like, my phone also fell in, like, a gutter or something. And I'm waiting for the day where it just explodes. I hate it.
I think, I'm hoping that, like, there will be a revolt and we will, like, distance ourselves to a degree.
Don't you feel, like, so energized when you're not on your phone? You're
yes.
Like,
yeah. It's very addictive. Last, get ready for cuteness overload. An intrepid young girl in LA named Madeline asked for and was granted a license to own a unicorn.
Puppy. Wait. Nope. This is your thing.
Unicorn. No.
Unicorn.
Yeah, you go. This
what?
Is our thing. There is no my or I. It's ours and we. That's right. She asked for permission to own a unicorn. And the Los Angeles Animal Control had a few caveats for unicorn ownership. They said the unicorn must get plenty of sunlight, moonbeams, and rainbows. Its horn must be polished once a week.
Wow.
Any glitter given to it must be a non-toxic glitter, and it requires to be fed watermelon. Of course, Madeline needs to find the unicorn first, but I love that the Los Angeles, like, animal control actually, like, fed into this and helped this little girl's fantasy be realized.
Me too. Why not?
I mean, what does the Christmas
are all
witch
we
have to say about that?
The Christmas witch.
The latest installment of The Christmas Witch.
Thank you so much. The Christmas Witch agrees.
Your beautiful children's books that I love so much.
Thank you, Drew.
And I've hung out with The Christmas Witch, so I feel like
yes,
I know her.
Yes, she has been here. No, The Christmas Witch agrees. You know, reindeers are the same. You know, reindeers love to eat glitter. So we feed reindeers the same. In fact, when I was a child, I would go sprinkle glitter on the lawn for reindeer food. And I believe in that. And I still believe in it to this day. So unicorns and reindeers are friends.
See, Madeline, if you ever hear this, you have an ally in unicorndom. And I loved this story so much. And I just thought because of you, you know, we have to tell it. It's and we like a range of news.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
We covered many different subjects.
Hard hitting news.
Yes.
And glitter news.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. An all ages newscast, if I may say so myself, maybe one of the most widespread all ages podcast we've ever done here.
You're
in the
a woman
history
after my own heart. Four quadrants, baby.
Tent poles.
Get them all.
It's like
get
literally.
Them all. Get them all. Get them all in here.
What female?
I'm going to direct a movie.
Zero.
Quadrant movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about your movie.
For the kids.
You're going to be a female Tim Burton. And if there's anybody that has the imagination, the chutzpah, the moxie, and the wherewithal to carry that torch, it's you.
Shut up. We'll see. I mean, I'm going to do my best. But I love a big movie. I love a big movie, you know? I love a movie that everyone can enjoy.
I agree.
And I know everyone thinks I'm going to make some weird, creepy murder movie where I'm a bitch or whatever, but it's like, it's not me, you know? I'm for the kids.
You are for everybody. You're an all-ages party and everyone's invited.
Okay, right? I'm G-rated, basically.
I want, like, G to, like, at, like R, like I want it all, to, and I think
the
you can,
hardest comedy. For, I'm developing a cartoon right now for 6-year-olds, and I've been trying to write jokes, you know, for the show. And it's honestly harder to write jokes for 6-year-olds than it is for adults. It's harder. You have to get into their brain. I don't have children, but like that's a harder challenge, well, and I'm up for it.
I've written my postcards to my girls for many, many years. And when they go to camp, I write them each a postcard every day, and each postcard has a joke on it. And
oh
I have to
God.
Make two jokes a day so they don't get the same material. So if you ever
You're
need
a dream mom, any, I wish you were my mom. Be my mommy.
I'll say the same thing to you. I say to the girls,
me.
Get back in my belly.
Feed me. Put me to bed.
I will. Ugh, I will. By the way, I'm good at it too.
Put me to bed.
I will like, and I always like hold. And, like, they get in the nook of my arm.
Nurture
and I
me.
Hold them and I pet them.
Nourish me.
Yes. Oh, God. What I wouldn't do to put you to bed.
I'm a hungry baby.
And I have everything you need.
I know you do.
I really do.
I know you do.
You know, I like to end the podcast by suggesting to people how to pass along the fact that the podcast is happening. I've said, you know, if maybe you see a cat, you could tell the cat. Or
wow.
Like if you pass by a tree, you could tell the tree. But who would you tell, like, how to pass the word along for the podcast? Or what?
The Mr. Conductor, the man on the train.
Is that God?
Sure.
Okay.
I would tell everybody in my dreams, fantasies, and delusions.
If you're having a dream, tell that person in your dream.
You can communicate with people telepathically in your dream.
The information. Yes,
the unconscious
exactly.
world is another dimension that we've just yet to tap into.
See, I knew you would bring it to a whole new realm, and you did.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dreaming, pass it by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone in your dreams and spread the word. And speaking of dreams, mine is coming true right now by being with you.
Mine too, mommy.
Yow. Get into the nook. Get back in my belly.
Oh, it feels good. Oh, God, it's so warm.
So warm. The perfect temperature, not too hot.
Not too hot, not too cold for my mommy.
And food on tap 24/7.
So much warm liquids.
All prepped to put you out in that big, big, big world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for everybody listening out there, please be safe, pass the word along, and make the dreams that you have a reality by being next to someone that you think is just the greatest on the planet. Yay!
Yay!
Oh, I love it so much!
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.